everybody, it's the 25th of May, so it's 7 months until Christmas, according to Nath, but we thought we'd just drop that in. 7 months till Christmas, and we're approaching Trafalgar Square, having come from Charing Cross, and we're just seeing the sights of London. We're heading towards the London Eye. And
Trafalgar Square is absolutely mobbed with Borussia Dortmund fans, because today it's today or tomorrow it's the Champions League final.
Okay.
At Wembley.
So let's have a little adventure and see what we can see. So let's go. Oh, the man's put his bucket right along in the middle of the pavement. I hope he's got the confidence to run to it and grab it if someone else wanted to take it from him.
There's a statue there of a man. Well, a pretend statue.
A what?
Chelsea
Green
holding
a gun. Oh, wow. Are we actually in Trafalgar Square now?
We've just gone past it.
And there's lots of football fans in there.
Yeah, absolutely mobbed with Borussia Dortmund fans.
And where's Borussia Dortmund? Where's
Germany?
And who are they playing?
Bayern Munich.
Oh, so two German teams.
Yeah.
Wow. So as I said, we're heading down to the London Eye, and we're hoping to go on the London Eye. Here's Boris's bikes. Hoping to go on the London Eye and to go on the river cruise, aren't we, Claire?
We are.
Have you got anything to say in addition to that? We took a little while to decide what we were going to do, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it's a half adventure, half something. But you're talking about some restaurants and Amazon.
Oh, the Rainforest Cafe.
The Rainforest Cafe. I want to know about this
thing. We might go there, yeah, later.
That's okay. On this side of the river.
It is. We might go there once we come back from the river.
Well, we'll be tramping across the river a little bit, one way or the other. But we're all feeling a bit peckish, even though we had breakfast this morning.
We had waffles for breakfast this morning.
We did have waffles for breakfast this morning.
By my own fair hand.
By your own fair hand, yes. And the help of a waffle maker, in terms of the baking of it, because you couldn't have put that stuff under the grill, that's for sure.
Well, not to make... Well, you could... Yeah, I could... I've made them in a pan and made the pancakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm surprised... I don't know what road this is.
What road is this, Nick? Like a small donut.
Exactly. On this side road. But it's quite green. I mean, it's surprisingly...
But just to our right now is Great Scotland Yard.
Oh,
cool.
Wow. Don't take a photo at Great Scotland Yard, will you?
Why not?
Because they might say, why are you taking a photo of Great Scotland Yard?
Are you not allowed to?
I don't know. They've got funny about photos. Not them so much, but I've heard of people being challenged for...
Me and Danny have been down there before and got Mark Cavendish's autograph.
Oh, you did, didn't you, when you went to see the Tour of Britain?
That's where all the vans are parked.
Okay. Yeah, Great Scotland Yard, eh? No, it's quite a lot of trees down here, surprisingly. They're in the middle, all in the middle of the pavement. We're going past one. Oh, okay, all right. We'll go this way, then. Wouldn't have mattered, I don't think, but... That's okay. We'll stay to the left of the trees, I think.
Why don't we cycle?
What, on one of Boris's bikes?
A tandem. Yeah. I'm going to come back in a minute.
No, we don't have tandem.
Okay, so now we're on the one of the Jubilee bridges. And it's a suspension bridge. And we have another busker and a very crowded bridge. We'll walk along and carry on talking. And then, is the London Eye... Where is the... Oh, I can see it. So, nice, right, we have... located the London Eye for sure. Ready then, Nath? We're ready now, we'll carry on walking. Yeah, along this bridge somewhere is like a map, an engraved metal display of the area that we're in. Just see if you can find it. So the London Eye is just to the right of us across the river.
Temporary.
I know it was. Yeah. That should have been the only thing they did for the dome, for the Millennium Project. They didn't need anything else. What? What were here we going at? Oh, so are you taking photos? Oh, that's what I was on about.
Yeah.
It's you could describe that, but it looks to me as though it's like the bank of the river, done as...
That thing. So on the right is the side that we just came off of.
Yeah.
On the left is the side we're going on to. So right in the middle
So can we see the London Eye? Is it depicted on here?
Yeah.
And it's got writing as well, so it says all about it. So your mum can feel.
What does it say on there, no?
There's some writing this side, well, each side.
It tells you about the Hungerford Bridge.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is what I was on about. It's a depiction of what's on both sides of the river. It's very cool, actually. So we've done that, essentially. It's quiet. It's not something you can boo about, essentially. It does feel a little temperate, but you have to say. It does bounce a little bit. If you stand in the middle, we're not quite in the middle yet. But if we stand, if you stand here, you probably feel it swaying a little bit.
Not
for this. Yeah, look. No, it will. This isn't the Lenin Bridge, though, but... No. See what I mean? Yeah, there you go. Don't be scared. So we're right in the middle of the river now.
That's a boat. You can get around.
Yeah, yeah, we can. That's what we're hoping to get on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it comes through, isn't that? That's fast. It looks faster than I thought.
They are.
That's a very strange noise. I wonder if they're electric.
They are.
Are they? Oh. It's a very cool river, I think. Very majestic.
You have to be undercover no matter where you are.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not the end of the world, is it?
Annoying,
yeah. It would be a bit cooler anyway, yeah, you're right. Oops, so now. Go on, you go for it. Yeah, no, that's right. I'm just going to turn this off for a sec. Since we're... You taking any photos? So now we've gone across the river and we're at the London Eye just waiting to get in. We're fast tracked apparently.
We just saw it moving backwards.
We just saw the London Eye moving the wrong way. Going back in time. Not sure we'll get onto this car. Capsule, sorry. But we're stopped. Oh, okay. And so now we just have a member of staff in front of us and we're first in the next car, so. Yeah? Next one? Okay, no worries. Oh, I see. Oh, she's signalling to the other queue. There's another queue entrance, exit, whatever you want to call it. Go on. What was that?
Tiny little top just ran past me.
Oh, you grabbed him.
Yeah.
Wow. You're quick.
Been there, done that.
Very quick.
Like, yay high.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been child rescued.
You what, sorry? What are we doing now?
Just wait here.
Oh, fine. Yeah, no problem. Oh, so, oh my goodness, now we're just looking out to the river and there is no car. So the next one's just coming in. So you could actually see out along the river there. Thank you. On you come.
Take your time.
We will do. Thank you very much for your help. Yes, thank you. Oh, I've got a very tiny lip. That's it. Thank you. There's a big round bench in the middle where people can sit if they wish.
Yeah, okay.
Should we... get ourselves a little seat.
Yeah, down.
That's it, so we can keep this seat. Because you can see around us now is... Who's got a Samsung Galaxy? Oh, okay.
What's that for?
He wants one, he hasn't got one.
Well, why don't you actually look out the window then?
What is it, sorry?
It's like a tablet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how does that work? Oh, so it's got information on it?
Yeah.
Oh. They should have an iPad on there with voiceover.
They should. The Galaxies do have voiceover, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome to EDF Energy London Eye.
Oh, you're joking.
Enjoy your vision of London. Please be aware that the London Eye may stop briefly during your experience to allow wheelchair users and other guests to board safely.
You're still recording?
Is that, yeah, that's it. That's all you get for your tour. and now we're kind of moving, I think. You can get up at any time, it's just, yeah, the same. And you'll be surrounded by, it's essentially like the big glass part, isn't it? And then most of the structure that you see around you is actually the wheel itself outside the glass pod. So they're all 360-degree views, really. Yeah. They just sit here for 40 minutes. I'd like to go on the VIP one.
Wouldn't you, though? We'll have to see how we can become VIPs. We're VIPs.
You're all exactly with the wrong kind of VIPs.
Well, VIP podcasting.
Yes. I should have been allowed on just for my name alone.
So your name is just a username, dear?
Is that what it is? I think they get about 40 or 50 people on here. It's still quite enough room for you to move around and stuff. I'm going to wait till I get to the top and then take a picture.
Are you going to put that up there with your boo?
I will.
Oh, yes.
So essentially, it's just all up and down the river. So imagine where you are. So you've got Charing Cross, Waterloo, I guess, even. You can see all over London. So, and then County Hall on this part of the river. The Globe Theatre. What else? Yeah, Embankment. The BF, whatever it's called. The South Bank Centre as well. So a lot of staff to see. I know there's an office block around here, and it was a BP one last time.
Oh,
I saw it. No, there was just a BP office block tower. I think it was, and it was in, like, it's, this is higher than it, and it's just like someone, it just looks like you've stacked Lego, on, you know, like built a Lego tower. Funny looking. Mm-hmm. I bet they're quite keen to, people are quite keen to, yeah, which, oh, the souvenir thing, yeah, I've got it. We have a guidebook of the London Eye that we paid £3 for. Wonder how many adverts are in here. Oh, yeah, sure. They had a folder for the guidebook. There's pictures of the river along here. And I've got to say, the London Eye isn't exactly a thing that you would necessarily go on if you're VI. You can't really get a guided tour of it, but it's, of course, where they do the firework displays every year, isn't it? The New Year's firework displays. Some nice pictures of here. They look like they've photoshopped them, though, I have to say. They're cool, though. You can see Big Ben and St. Paul's and all the various landmarks, and then you can see the London Eye as well. Really? That took quick. I'm going to take a picture from the top, hopefully. That's
quick,
eh? Yeah. One of them, isn't it? For us. I'm just going to stop my boo for now. Because I think lots of audio booths have screaming children in them. There's no need to repeat that.
No, and it's probably borderline now, so I don't really upload anymore. Yeah.